What an amazing thing we're witnessing from this Washington Commanders team.
Wild. Just absolutely wild. I mean, you touched on some of it. Everything's so weird, right? I mean, as I'm watching yesterday, it's kind of with, you know, bittersweet joy, if that's even a thing, not knowing the extent of the injury to Daniels. And they're just dismantling an inferior opponent. Carolina's an embarrassing train wreck. They should be relegated. But there's no such thing, so they just have to go and pick first or second again. But Washington dominated in every possible way that you could dominate. They have already won more games than they did last year. They have already won more games than they did the entirety of last season. I can't stop thinking about that. I can't stop thinking about Daniels getting hurt. I can't stop thinking about how good every element of this game looked for Washington. I said, you know, I went on the pregame show with Nat and Day and Linnell, and they're like, how do you feel? Like, a little bit nervous? And I was like, honestly, I'm not, which is not like me. I don't really do that. I live very nervously, especially when it comes to sports. But what they've shown is if you're an inferior team, you're going to get the bleep kicked out of you. Come on by and catch these ants.
They won by 33.
Yeah, and it could have been way worse.
They have not. That's true. And that was with them taking their foot off the gas for the entire fourth quarter. They have not won by 33 points in 9 years until yesterday. They are 5-2 for the first time in 6 years. That was the Alex Smith 2018 year. Although there was nothing about that 5-2 start where they're checking the ball down and doing very little offensively that felt like this. So I will be dismissive of 2018 and tell you that those two seasons don't really belong in the same sentence. This is the best scoring team in the NFL right now. I mean, think about this. Think about Washington. We're talking about the Commanders, the old Redskins, the football team. That group, 31 points per game they are scoring right now. They are excellent offensively. They are an elite offensive operation, a well-oiled machine, clinical. They are number one in the NFL in scoring differential. I'm going to say that again. Line up 32 teams. Who has outscored their opponents by the most points? It is 5-2 Washington. That, by the way, is the metric in every sport, run differential in baseball, point differential in the NFL, that I use to sort legitimacy. When you and I are doing a power rankings, I don't necessarily just look at the wins and losses. The first category I look at is scoring differential.
It tells you who's 5-2 is more impressive. This team's 5-2 or that team's 5-2. You're plus 5, it means you're like Minnesota. Was it last year, the year before, where they won a million close games? They deserve credit for that, but everyone knew they weren't as good as some of the top teams.
This is just so refreshing and exhilarating. It's been amazing for this last 2 months, and how quickly this is happening is staggering. Right now, to go from a bottom five NFL team in everybody's preseason rankings to now the goalposts having moved so that when you do another impressive Sunday thing, when you blow another team out, people are saying, well, you're not playing anyone. It was a month ago that you were the no one. It was a month ago when you were the Panthers, you were the Browns, and now I'm not impressed by your 30-point win over those teams. I'm not impressed that you got to rest your starters in the fourth quarter. But a month ago, you were telling me I sucked and I was on the same level as those teams. So I will have none of that discussion today, frankly. It'd be one thing if you're beating Carolina 17-14. You topped the Browns like the Eagles did last week. You know, by 3 or 4 points, you beat them 13-10. This is 34-13, and you stopped playing with 20 minutes to go. This is 40-7. 40-7. That is Alabama against Troy. You know, like, this is ridiculous what we're seeing. So let them say whatever they want to say about who Washington's playing. Because the fact is, they're not just winning against bad teams, they're destroying bad teams. That's what really good teams do.
That's the summary. I mean, it began, Cincinnati wasn't playing particularly well. So they won this back and forth game that was thrilling and riveting and awesome. But out of that, you know, the wake of that Giants game, right, where they won, you could argue because the Giants kicker pulled something pregame and things went differently, but they were trailing deep into the second half. It wasn't until a fumble punch, I think, that they ended up, you know, driving down and taking the lead. Nothing but field goals. But you now look in retrospect, and those were building blocks instead of one-offs. And what usually happens here is any good action, like you win a close game, a hard-fought game, and everyone says all the right things, but there's no progress made. Right, anytime you the groundhog emerges its head from subterranean levels and goes, oh, this is what it's like out here. There is a predator. There's an owl or a giant hawk streaking above to you know, tear you limb from limb and send you back down in your hole again. That's not what's happening. They are building.
Yeah.
Like there is legitimate progress being made. Players are playing better than they were 2 months ago. That's to me, a lot. It's all refreshing, honestly, just that this whole thing is damn fun. But just kind of digging into the nuance of how and why and where, it's you're seeing continued improved play instead of one time someone has a nice game. That's cool. Now this is what you expect.
Yes.
Right? That really, to me, is the most remarkable turn about all of this.
What players are playing worse football now than they were a month ago? You can't find them.
Mm-hmm.
What areas of this team are going in the wrong direction, not the right direction? You can't find them. I love so many things about yesterday. I don't mean the result. I mean the process. They got the ball back with 2 minutes and 22 seconds to go before the half, and they were already up 20 to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they had their backup quarterback in the game, and the ball was at the 8-yard line. You remember that?
Yeah, of course.
This was such an easy run the ball a couple of times, try to get a first down, and maybe if things go well, go get a field goal spot. Nothing's ever been more easy than that, by the way. Backup quarterback, shadow of your own goalpost.
You're dominating.
2 minute warning. Let's not give them any momentum. And that is not how they think on this team. That is not how Dan Quinn wants them to think. That is not what Cliff Kingsbury does. They told Marcus Mariota, let's go get a touchdown. And they did. 92 yards on 8 plays, and he lit up a bad Panthers defense on that drive, and it changed his entire day. And I thought philosophically that was the tell for what was the second half. They didn't do anything differently without Jaden Daniels.
Yep.
Marcus Mariota, 18 of 23 for 205 and a pair of scores. That is a Daniels stat line. By the way, he ran 11 times, probably more than I would have.
A lot more than I would have, yeah.
A Daniels stat line. They didn't miss a beat. If you look at the EPA per play, that category we always talk about with Jaden leading the NFL, Marcus Mariota yesterday in EPA per play, Danny, turned in the 8th best quarterback game of the season. I would imagine a few above that are Daniels. But my point is, that was the Jaden Daniels performance. And I think there's this perception on the outside in, like, this is just a one-man thing. It's Jaden Daniels, and all the receivers are terrible, and he makes all the running backs a lot better, which he does, and the line stinks, but he makes them better, which to an extent he does. But no, this is a good football team. Can we please acknowledge that the line is good, that the Terry McLaurin was outstanding with Mariota throwing to him, that Brown making plays and the other Brown making plays, and the line who gave him the second most time to throw in the National Football League yesterday, 3.5 seconds, and the 17th best pressure percentage, you know, among the teams right in the middle of the pack yesterday, that they played their butts off for Marcus Mariota. And while Daniels was on the sideline, and hopefully he's back very soon because he's special and unique and he's the best in the building by a mile, they didn't miss him. They punted once. It was the same thing they've been doing. Cliff Kingsbury, take a bow.
Yeah, just mauling teams. I mean, at one point, I think they had 132 total yards and 130 were on the ground. Just to show you that they're able to do that, even without the, you know, other kinds of threats. But I want to go to that two-minute drill super quick. Because their initial plan, having Carolina actually makes a good play. Punts it deep. It's at the Washington 8 to start the drive with 2:22 to go. I actually do believe they were going to hand it off a couple times and let's take our 20-point lead to halftime. The first play, they run at 2:22, 3 yards. Let it get the two-minute warning. They're not hurrying up.
Yeah, that by design, you're just, let's get to two.
Let's get a little bit of space.
Less chance for them to have the ball back with time.
Mariota off the right end for 4 yards. The next play, they don't run for 40 seconds almost. They can't help but get a first down, and then they went, you know what? Carolina's not calling timeout, desperate to get the football back. Let's take this foot right here. If you can see on the YouTube video, I'm pointing to my right foot. Let's put it on their throat. We're already kicking their ass. Watch this.
Yeah.
Once they got out of the shadow of their goal line, it went from, we'll go to halftime up 20. It's, well, why don't we go to halftime up 27? And that, we can do that. We have that gear. Just in case you get frisky. Just in case you have any idea this is going to go differently at any point this afternoon, you're wrong. You're here because we're allowing you to be here. You're going to receive the business. I could not have been more impressed by that drive. That was unbelievable.